This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. Checking out the social media Twitter sphere here. And unfortunate news, I was looking forward to watching the Lakers-Nuggets game tonight. And Chris Haynes reporting that Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray will not be in action for Denver this evening against the Lake Show.
Boo.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Meanwhile...
Yeah, postseason play, I think Noah said a couple weeks back that postseason play can't get here fast enough for the NBA. There's so many, like
it's that crawl to the playoffs right now.
It really is, because the gap between the teams that are in the playoff race and the play-in race and the teams that are just trying to count lottery balls at this point is gigantic. And that makes a lot of the games kind of boring. I'm not going to lie.
And now, what I don't like right now either is how well the Lakers have looked.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when the Mavericks trade a 25-year-old superstar for an oft-injured Anthony Davis and Max Christie in a first-round pick. Maybe, I mean, sincerely, I know we've already kind of dug out.
Everybody's been killing it.
Nico Harrison enough,
right.
But goodness gracious, what are you doing? And then I think Quentin Grimes, who they also traded, is like lighting it up with the 76ers.
Sure.
Who needs these talented players on your roster? Just get rid of them for nothing. Stupid.
Looking at the Pels in action right now, they are in the second quarter. There it is, 8 minutes left till halftime. Minnesota Timberwolves up 43-35 over the Pellies right now. You can hear that over on the Big 870 AM. Zion Williamson, though, has been looking mighty good this game, Charlie. 6-for-9 from the floor, 4 assists, and 14 points leading the Pels right now.
Yeah, no, it's a strong start for him. Carlo Makovich also is on the floor, and that's been something I've kept an eye on recently, Steve, and just kind of getting your thoughts on it, too. The way that Zion's been playing at times this year, where they've played him more at the three,
yeah,
and kind of instead of the four that he's played traditionally, where you'll have maybe Olynyk and Misi on the floor at the same time, or Makovich and Misi at the same time, or one or like some kind of mix and match of your bigs to play next to Zion, where it's not just one big that he's playing with, but it's two. It's one of them playing the power forward, one of them playing center. I think that's been kind of interesting, especially with one of them being able to space the floor. Makovich has been able to shoot at times this year. Kelly Olynyk's historically been a very strong floor spacer as a big. So they seem to have found something with their center rotation, which is so funny because entering the season, I remember how like terrified we were of the center spot. But I mean, you have some youth in there with Makovich and then also Misi, but you also have the veteran presence in Kelly Olynyk too. They seem to kind of found a strong rotation of bigs next to Zion Williamson, and at times playing two of them on the same floor or on the floor next to Zion at the same time. So it's definitely been pretty interesting, something that I've been monitoring. Right now, Minnesota 43 to New Orleans 38. The Timberwolves won the first quarter 30-24. Currently, I believe they are led by Anthony Edwards with 9 points. That's not very surprising. He's been outstanding. So we'll keep an eye on it.
Yeah, I will say, too, you mentioned with Kelly Olynyk, I was familiar with his game, thought he was a decent piece being added to the ball club, but I really didn't think that he was going to have that immediate of an impact on this roster. He's been quite a find for them.
It's really interesting because when you looked at the trade return, right? The Pacers first round pick in 2026, top four protected, was kind of the gem of the Brandon Ingram trade, so to speak. But I kind of looked at it like Bruce Brown coming over, he was a key piece of the Denver Nuggets run to the championship a couple of years back. Like, that's a pretty interesting player. Bruce hasn't played very well here. He got ejected the other night, and it felt like, I mean, does he even want to be on the floor tonight against the Pistons? He got himself ejected for arguing with the referees. Meanwhile, Kelly Olynyk has quietly been awesome. A very, very strong piece, and he's under contract next year. Bruce isn't. Right. Now, I know that when they made the trade, they had said it was with the intention of potentially getting Bruce Brown here long-term. We'll see, because he hasn't played very well. Now, Kelly Olynyk, on the other hand, he is under contract for next season, and he has played very well. So that's a key piece. And once again, going back to what I was saying about the big man rotation, you have, you know, Misi, you have Maković, these two young guys that are developing this year, getting a lot of playing time. And then you also have Olynyk. I think it's a strong three-man big man rotation.
Yeah, it definitely looks a lot better. Like, that's exactly what I was thinking of the start of the season. We were so concerned of the Pels big situation. And as you mentioned with Brown, the idea was, you heard from the Pels, they wanted to, you know, potentially re-sign him as a piece for next season. I mean, what are you going to say after making a trade that's like, no, we're just going to ride this guy out to the end of his contract?
Right, exactly. So it's a fair point. And we'll see what happens with Bruce during the offseason. I mean, he may sign with another team. You know,
I know
regardless.
One thing that did really stand out to me is like, man, I'm looking to call somewhere home. I'm sick of moving around, he said.
Olynyk said the same thing, too. And I think they're both kind of veteran pieces. And maybe that's also part of the reason why CJ didn't want to leave, at the trade deadline. And he wanted to stay here long term. Real quick as well, Steve, update. Minnesota Timberwolves taking a timeout is now 43-43 Pelicans. Pels are kind of making a run here,
right?
At it. Yeah, so it's exciting stuff. If you want to listen in to the game, tune in over on 870 AM. We'll share updates until we get off the board at 8 o'clock tonight.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that, no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We do have a final from tonight's first four play-in game, at least the first of the first four play-in game for tonight. Mount St. Mary's is moving on after taking down American University 83-72. So congrats to Mount St. Mary's. Coming up later this evening, we've got Texas versus Xavier on the docket. We'll see how that one shakes out. I would think that the SEC power would end up coming on top in this one.
So it's funny, the Mount St. Mary's American game blew past expectations, Steve, as far as total points scored.
Yeah.
The over-under was set at like 127. And I mean, it ended up being like 155. So a lot of points scored in that game, kind of surprising Vegas a little bit. As far as Xavier and Texas goes,
Actually, Longhorns are the underdog in this one.
Yeah, and so, you know, we'll see what happens there. Once again, tip is at 8:10 tonight.
The Musketeers.
No, the Musketeers, and both of these teams kind of snuck in on the back end. They were one of the final four teams in. That's why they're playing in this first four matchup. So we'll see what happens. It always feels like in recent years, one of those first four teams gets hot, wins their game in Dayton, and then they win a couple games in the NCAA tournament. I don't know if that's either one of these teams. The winner of this game will play Illinois in the first round, so potentially they could pull off the 11-6 upset. But man, Steve, last night UNC, oh my goodness, they looked awesome. And so if you're Ole Miss in that matchup for the first round,
they could be a sleeping giant in this one.
We'll see, because I think, let me take a look at the bracket. They play Ole Miss in the first round, the round of 64, and then if they win that matchup, they would be playing the winner of Iowa State and Lipscomb. So Iowa State being the 3 seed, 14 seed of Lipscomb. North Carolina could be one of those sneaky teams to maybe make a run to the Sweet 16. That was something that Scott Spinelli, who came on with us in the 5 o'clock hour, was saying. You know, they were disrespected by the national media that kept saying, oh, they didn't deserve to be in. They kept kind of pointing out their 1-12 quad one record, but they ignored a lot of other stats that proved that North Carolina was in fact a very solid team. So, you know, they sneak in, they beat the brakes off of San Diego State last night in the first four, and now we'll see what happens with their matchup with Ole Miss. But keep an eye on North Carolina. We'll see if they could be one of those teams. There's always a double-digit seed. If you're filling out your brackets, there's always at least one double-digit seed that makes a run to the Sweet 16, and we'll see if it's North Carolina this year.
Yeah, when you talked with Spinelli earlier, did he give a Final Four prediction for you?
No, we didn't ask him. He gave a bunch of first-round kind of upset
matchups, I got you.
Yeah, he was more kind of previewing the round of 64, but he also did talk about the one seeds. Steve, Mike, and I have talked about this a lot. The top seeds in this year's tournament, if you're going chalk, this isn't a bad year to do it. As far as those top teams, Houston, Florida, Auburn, Duke, all fantastic. As far as adjusted efficiency rating, I gave this stat out yesterday. Those four teams are four of the top six teams since 2002 in adjusted efficiency rating. So all very, very elite and all primed for deep runs in March.
All that action you can hear over on the Bet 92.9 FM and 1350 AM. All the tournament long will be over there. Tonight we've got on the Big 870 AM that action between Pelicans and the Timberwolves. And hopefully, you know, the Pellies can make a run here and make it a game. Like you said, they were able to come back and tie things up. But, you know, just make it entertaining down the stretch. Although we mentioned those lottery balls, we don't want them piling up too many victories when it doesn't mean a whole hell of a lot right now at the end of the year.
CJ McCollum has just given the Pelicans a 49-47 lead with about 4:52 left to go in the first half, Steve.
Don't worry, we got that third quarter coming up that we're used to.
Oh, yeah.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
One night, one goal. Stop suicide. Register today for AFSP's 30th overnight walk in New York City, June 21st, as we walk 16 miles from dusk till dawn to stop suicide. Start your journey today at theovernight.org.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog clog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.